Joining us right now for a look at how the COVID pandemic has been impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on again.
So first of all, I just want to start, what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're at 441 deaths, 441 residents have perished because of COVID-19. Total active cases right now, 255 active current cases. And then total cases overall, 15,752 cases in Brockton.
Now, of course, I also wanted to ask, what's going on right now in the hospitals in the city?
Yeah, no, I mean, the census numbers, they're staying pretty constant. I have a meeting actually this afternoon with the CEO of Good Samaritan Medical Center, Matt Hesketh, and Kim Holland met with me just recently as well. He's a CEO over at Brockton Signature Hospital. So, you know, we do our weekly calls, 1 o'clock on Monday, with Neighborhood Health Center and the hospitals, including the VA Hospital and Father Bill's Mainspring and High Point. So, we're all sharing information and data, but unfortunately, you know, COVID and the Delta breakthrough cases are real, and they're impacting our community, and that's just a fact.
Now, have you seen an uptick at all at the vaccination centers in town?
Yeah, we actually have done really well. We're doing pop-up clinics. One of the mantras, challenges I issued is to do 48 pop-ups in 48 days, and we're going to achieve that goal, which is excellent. Shaw's Center, which is a Brockton asset, has been utilized, continues to be utilized on Thursdays and Saturdays. And then we're also continuing to do our remote clinic at the Cape Verdean Association every Thursday as well. So, you know, the nurses at the Board of Health have just been extraordinary, and I thank them for their efforts. We're doing a pop-up clinic outside today, City Hall. So there's a luncheon to thank the first responders by a local caterer, and we figured we could piggyback and offer the vaccine to anybody that may want it. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
Now, I also wanted to ask something that many communities have been dealing with right now is busing students. How's that been going in Brockton?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're, one thing about the buses, again, we're trying to control our own destiny. So we acquired half the fleet. So we use first students for a portion of our bus drivers, and then we have our own transportation side on the school side. So like any municipality, we're challenged. I did reach out, and I want to thank Lieutenant Governor Polito and also Commissioner Riley has worked with myself and Superintendent Mike Thomas to see if we could utilize National Guard. They're not here yet in Brockton, but, I do want to thank, again, the LG. She's been great to work with and Commissioner. So, you know, like anything, we're actively looking to hire folks that may want that. And as a dad of three kids and two of them take the bus, it's challenging, but we're doing what we can with what we have.
How about in-class learning? How's that been going?
It's been fantastic. I actually, as a dad, not as mayor, I did an open house at one of my children's school yesterday, seventh grade, and the teachers are just awesome, and they're happy to be back, and I know the kids are happy to be back, and of course, wearing masks is kind of the norm right now. It's mandated, so it's been an exceptional situation, so it's much better than the remote learning, in my humble opinion, and I'm hearing that from a lot of parents and guardians throughout the city of Brockton, so I do want to thank all the dedicated staff and educators in Brockton Public Schools. And also remember, we have Cardinal Spellman, and we have 65% of our kids go to Southeastern Regional Vocational Technical High School over in Easton, Mass. And we have a New Heights Charter School too, Dan. So I want to thank all the students and staff at those establishments.
Now, I wanted to ask you about something else coming up. There's going to be an unveiling of an inclusion mural, did I read?
Yeah, this weekend. It's 24-hour power. They have some graffiti artists, and it's really a wonderful endeavor at the Howard School, which is a closed city asset up on the north side of the city off of North Main Street and Howard Street. So, I welcome the input of the youth, right? They're the next generation, and anything we can do that is going to be a collaborative approach in a beneficial manner for the community. And I actually shared that. Secretary Mike Keneally of the Commonwealth was here yesterday. We did a walking tour, and I shared that with him as well. And I took him on a tour of Brockton Beer Company, which is going to be opening up the end of October, which will be the first minority-owned brew pub in the Commonwealth, and it's downtown Brockton. So there's a lot going on right now in the City of Champions, Dan, that's for sure.
And also there's going to be a fire department open house on Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah, at the West Station on the west side, right near Campanelli Stadium and the Shaw Center. And again, that's a win-win because we'll be doing our clinic there. So, it's geared towards the youth, and I've taken my own children there. And the new fire chief is Brian Nardelli. not new to Brockton. He's 25 years on the force, and he's a lifelong Brocktonian. So, you know, it's going to be a really great great endeavor, and I think the weather's going to be with us. So if anybody wants to learn about firefighting services, and it's a kid-friendly event, by all means, please come by.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor, but thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
As always, thank you. I'll talk to you again next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You as well.